The Plain Country Woman Who Saved Turkey Run State Park, Juliette Strauss, on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society. The 7th Annual Raggedy Ann and Andy T, Saturday, February 11th, hosted by Raggedy Ann and Andy characters, includes stories, crafts, cookie decorating, and games. More information at indianahistory.org. Hiking through Turkey Run State Park in Park County, you may come upon a statue dedicated in 1922 to Juliette Virginia Strauss. A native of Rockville, Indiana, Strauss was a major force in saving the 2,382 acres of what was then called Bloomingdale Glens. Once described as a paradise of rocky gorges, glens, bathing beaches, and waterfalls, the property went up for auction in 1915. The Hoosier Veneer Company, recognizing the land's wealth of hardwood forest, outbid a parks committee by $100. 6 months later, however, the conservationist prevailed, settling with the timber interest for just over $40,000. The legislators and philanthropists who made Turkey Run State Park a reality were aware of the writings of Juliette Strauss. Having spent much of her youth traipsing through these very woods, this small-town mother of two was one of the most widely read essayists in the country. Her column, The Ideas of a Plain Country Woman, appeared in the Ladies' Home Journal from 1905 until 1918. Distancing herself from the women's rights advocates, Strauss glorified the traditional rural experience. Being a plain home woman, she claimed, is one of the greatest successes in life, if to plainness you add kindness, tolerance, and real interest in simple things. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.